Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to jump right in with an article that we saw this week in Undercurrent News. Outlook 2015, another risky year for Alaska's Bristol-based sockeye processors. The author of this article is Masahiko Takauchi, writes for MinatoSakiji.com. So clearly this is coming from an Asian perspective, and it sounds like he's spoken with some of the Asian markets and executives. What's he saying? What's risky about 2015?
Well, he makes a couple of interesting points based on some observations from 2014, and those are that we had some large runs and some relatively small fish come into the sockeye market. He talks about several markets kind of having a bunch of leftover product from 2014.
And is this just Bristol Bay sockeye, or is this the world sockeye market in general?
Well, this would be presumably sockeye from around the world.
Okay. And we did have a big year last year, bigger than expected. Is there a glut of Bristol Bay sockeye on the world market?
Well, that's what he seems to indicate. He talks specifically about an abundance in market freezers of H&G product, and he gives some reasoning behind that. Being some of that's caused, according to him, from speculation in the European market, and as well as a healthy return, according to this article, from the Fraser River run.
I'm still curious what he means by risky year, and the author indicates a weakening demand for major product form in key markets. This comes on the heels of predictions of a record-sized run for Bristol Bay. What do we know about this combination of a weakening demand in addition to what we anticipate will be a huge run? Does that mean a lower price?
It can mean a lower price. Anytime you've got a supply and demand situation where demand is not quite keeping up with the supply, as this person is sort of outlining in this article, you certainly have a situation where there could be a decrease in price. And that, as we talked about a few weeks ago, that could also be affected by some of the recent political moves, especially by Russia, to enact their seafood importation ban. Factors like that can certainly affect what the world market does.
Some of the other political factors are indications in the currency market that we have a stronger dollar now and maybe moving forward.
Yeah, that's right. Seafood News did a great story where they, again, sort of in the doom and gloom, they claim to watch out for seafood markets in 2015. And that's one of the things they point out is that we've got weakening currencies in both Japan and the euro. So what that means is that it could be more difficult for Japan or countries on the euro to buy the same amount of seafood for their currency as they could in the past. An interesting side note to that, though, is that we're also beginning to export a lot of seafood to China. And China's currency doesn't look like it's losing strength to the U.S. dollar. And it's, in fact, predicted to grow a small amount within the months to come.
So fluctuations in the currency market, if they hold the same that they are now, we could see even a strengthening of ties between our seafood and China's market for it.
Potentially, yeah, and especially in light of the new airline shipment routes that we talked about last week between Alaska and China.
What changes between now and the start of our season with regards to some of these market factors in your mind? What will you be watching in the months ahead?
I'm going to continue to watch what's going on with the euro. I'm curious as to whether or not it's going to keep going down.
Gabe, as always, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.